Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody is doing awesome out there.
Indeed, we do.
Check in daily, guys. All three channels, Evolutionary, EE Arts, and also Heart's Home. Make sure you're subscribed and please do share. Let's get the word out there. Want to thank everybody for your support over on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. And we want to start by talking a little bit about the energy that came in. When we look back and you see this massive peak on the 24th, even, you know, going into the overnight period of the 23rd into the 24th, and even going back to the 22nd, look at the KP. You know, when we're looking at over here and you're seeing, you know, sixes, sevens, and eights, you know, it's a lot of energy coming in this time. This is source energy. This is energy with a positive intention. So here, again, the scientists will tend to get us nervous and but in reality, this is a great thing. This is bringing about evolutionary change. Mm-hmm.
I know, and science has a way of coming along and making it sound so scary. Hurry, put on your sunscreen. You know, when the sunscreen is having so many chemicals in it, it makes you sick. And it's just a time to really open our hearts and kind of feel what's coming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Then the other component, too, that we want to talk about is Pluto going into Aquarius. And Pluto, again, went into Aquarius at this time frame. So here we are. You know, we have so many things converging. Is it a coincidence? No, there's never any coincidences. Never. No. Everything is part of the grand play that is being played out right before us. This magnificent drama of which we are all a part of this. Now, these things are good things. These are things that are bringing about tremendous change, and also pushing humanity back into alignment with the natural order of things. And I'm feeling like I want to re-upload over on Evolutionary a video that we did, I think, about a year ago, talking about the dark power structure. Because, again, so many people have been so... Well, they've been so indoctrinated that they still can't see the forest for the trees, and they just can't see past a certain thing because of that indoctrination, which is so often fear-based. And, you know, it's either fear of eternal damnation, or it's don't talk back to me or you're going to get the belt, or whatever it is. You know, again, that is part of the old system again. And yet the new is on its way, and it's manifesting in front of us. And I want to share with you a brief message. Then we're going to take a look at some sort of news related things and try to put everything into perspective. This is the guides that came through last night. It's the ones that we call the mothers, along with the Galactic Federation, as they tend to work together. And so this is just another thing that would blow the mind of people of a fundamentalist persuasion, the fact that you would have entities such as Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Yeshua, working hand in hand with beings that are working in the Galactic Federation, that we would, you know, call Pleiadians, working with Arcturians, working with beings from what we would call the star system Sirius as well. I mean, again, beings like Aset and Lakshmi and White Buffalo Calf Woman and Kuan Yin. Absolutely. Again, these beings are all about potential and the soul's journey and respecting the soul's journey. They don't have any of that dogmatic point of view that we see embroiled and planted into the minds of humanity on this planet in a dark age.
Mm-hmm. You know, the information that comes from them is one of love, guidance, acceptance. It's not thrown out there is to be so judgmental to you. It's just information that comes to us, comes to our being, and we can accept it or we can reject it.
Yeah, again, they have that respect for the individual soul's path, so that they would just put things out there if it's of benefit and use to you, and it's up to you, you know, to do what you will with it. Again, I could tell you, you know, you are standing on a train track. Do you realize you're standing on a train track? Do you not hear the whistle blowing? It's heading in your direction. And yet there will be those that are so indoctrinated, unfortunately, that they will just block out the whistle. They won't do anything until it's too late. We must heed the calling of the time. And the time is one in which there's going to be amazing change on a positive side. And then you have the dark side that's going to do everything they can to bring you into a fear-based condition. And that's really what's going on here. The dark side is reacting to what Source and the creator of this universe is trying to do, which is to try to help us to regain our complete freedom from a dark, dark system that uses and abuses. And at the same time, you know, there's this overwhelming energy coming from the light side, and the dark side's always trying to counteract it as best as they can to maintain the status quo.
Mm-hmm. You know, and once we can really recognize that for what it is, that really empowers you so much more.
So this is just a brief little excerpt of a much larger message that came through last night, but we'll give you the general idea of what's transpiring. And this is the guides with the Galactic Federation channeling through Cindy, and Cindy's fully under.
We also wish to talk to you about the planetary changes with Pluto making its changes into Aquarius, all new beginnings, all things to be changed, things will be possibly not recognizable over the next few months. The energies that are out in your world are wishing to change your ways of living and the way you function in this society, but we are here to try to hold everything steady for you, and we are hoping that you too.
So if you caught that, she said that the energy from Pluto is totally transformative going into Aquarius. Now again, as we've covered, Pluto enters Aquarius, it has entered now, and it's going to leave in June, and then it's going to come back again in 2024. And really, when we look at those DEA, GEL numbers and stuff, there's reasons why they're looking at 2025. And in so many ways, you know, what they are trying to do is to say you can't take away our energy source. You can't take away what we claim. And they claim humanity and they claim the planet. And the higher beings claim that the beings on the planet have the right to self-determination, which we don't have in this dark age. It's been an illusion that we're self-determining. It's just an illusion. It's a complete fallacy. And again, we must wake up to that. And we are waking up to that. And now people will, they're not going to stand for it. And this is part of the big tidal wave of change that's coming on. And at the same time, there's a pushback from the controllers that's going to happen as well. So as she said, in the next several months, you may not recognize the planet. there's great change coming in at this point in time.
There sure is. And, you know, anyone with Aquarius rising, Aquarius moon, I think you guys are going to experience a lot more change because we can put emphasis on those things, as this is where everything is directed at. Changes that we're facing, I think there is a self-determining level of change that we are going to manifest. I would say this is probably such a powerful time to manifest. I would really work on that. Write out how you want your life to look. What kind of things do you want to accomplish? Goals. I feel like this is just such a huge, huge time in everyone's life to put it out there. You know, what do you want? And don't look so much at all the negativity coming in as it is you can push that positivity out, because we can change this together with our consciousness. And that's one of the biggest kept secrets. That's why they do all this stuff with the planetary changes. They set stuff up to happen when the planets are moving into certain positions. But we can do it too. I mean, we're just as powerful as they are. We're simply not told about our power.
Yeah, and in reality, as we grow more into the higher self and pull down more energy from the higher self, we are vastly more powerful. Vastly more powerful than even beings that might show up in, you know, seemingly incredible ships. We're actually much, much, much stronger than they are, because we are still connected to the higher self at the higher densities, which is just vastly beyond where they have stuck themselves in the muck and the mire. And they are truly trapped. They're trapped. And the only way we would get trapped is if we decide to go their route, the route that they want us to go. I saw this news. Well, Cindy pointed, did you point this one out? I forget now which one you pointed out, which one I saw. Amazon's largest isolated tribe is dying. Yeah, you know, it's talking about illegal mining going on. It's talking about poisoning, mercury poisoning, birth defects, and everything that's going on. And it's wiping out these indigenous people that have been there in the Amazon, still living, quote-unquote, Stone Age lives. It's wiping them out, and it's just really, really, really sad. But this is what the system does. It wipes out anything, especially any that are a little bit more connected to the mother and to the natural order of things. It doesn't like that. It wants to replace the natural with the synthetic. And this is Ray Kurzweil, Google's director of engineering, I should say. And he's a futurist. This is from back in 2017. And he was saying the singularity will happen by 2029. What's that? The merger of man with machine. It basically hybridization into the Borg. He's what Google, yeah, Elon expects. Now, this is from last December, Neuralink's chip trials 6 months. That's going to take us to June-ish, you know. And again, this time period right now that we're in through around June, around the summer solstice, is going to be one of incredible change. You want to talk about Arab Spring? You remember the Arab Spring? Think of that on steroids globally is what's really going to be coming. And we could see what you see in France is just the beginning of what's going to sweep the entirety of the globe pretty much. And we see Paris using 2024 games to introduce Big Brother video surveillance. AI that will look at people and say, okay, you know, it's not going to give you your haplogroup, but it will say this is what we would categorize as a certain type of male, a certain type of female. No, and we know all about that. Bigger picture too. That's all part of redefining humanity into what AI wants. And again, this AI is not made by humans. This is the thing. We're getting this seemingly rapid development of AI technology, as if humans are making leaps and bounds strides with AI. No, it's been there the whole time. It's been there for thousands, tens of thousands of years. It's been there before Homo sapiens was. This is extraterrestrial alien AI is what we're talking about. And that's the big realization. Up to 80% of workers could see their jobs impacted by AI. And they were just saying they're going to make it so that, you know, the life you've been comfortable with, the certain things that you take for granted, maybe you could walk your dog down a certain way all the time, and there's always been enough money to do this and to do that, and there's always been enough food in the store, and you could go to that ATM, withdraw, all that is going to come crashing down. This is all part of their system changes that are coming in. They have to pull the rug from under us because we're starting to sink roots through the rug, through the floor, into the earth. They can't have it. So they got to get us in a state of fear. And they will do that with the monetary system. They will do that with war as well. Why Chinese apps are the favorites of young Americans. Yeah, it's because, again, you know, as we were saying, you know, it's everywhere I look. Everywhere I look, I'm getting more suggestions to delve deeper into Chinese culture. Now, well, I did that as a kid, and I've done that also, you know, throughout my entirety of my life. But I like exploring cultures of every different ethnicity out there, just like I love exploring and trying to replicate the cuisines from all around the world. That's one of my favorite things, the different spice palettes. It's fabulous. You know, there's amazing flavors, there's amazing customs out there. Diversity is just, it's awesome. It makes life interesting. As much as you like whatever it is, a good old cheeseburger or a pizza, at some point in time, if that's all that you eat, it's going to get to be kind of redundant and boring. Diversity is fabulous, but it also bespeaks the fact that there's been many different types of people here on this planet. And when we look to the haplogroups are tracing the different tribes, so to speak, the different peoples that are on the planet right now. We see a lot of apparent migration all over the place. That, you know, they try to explain away through various changes, intertribal warfare, you know. But when we see, and by the way, there have been more than tens of thousands, more, there's probably been millions, literally millions of bodies of giants dug up throughout the United States. As the European colonization was happening, they kept encountered mounds after mounds, and they would dig up hundreds at a time of giants' bodies, different types of giant bodies as well, and mass burials where they had been mass slaughtered. What this really shows is that they're always using one tribe to wipe out another tribe. And what they're using is humanity to police itself in so many ways. And what they do is they use the more controllable ones to eliminate the ones that are less controllable. And they make changes and they introduce more controllable humans. This is what's been going on the whole time. And then what we also see is at times when they are not able to control humans, like in the Golden Age and most of the Silver Age, that nature starts to spring back in a certain way and starts to restore things, and then we run into the Dark Age, and then they do it all over again. This is all part of the history that's hidden right before our very, very eyes. And, you know, the giants are fascinating, those elongated skulls with the red hair. And when you look at the haplogroups of those, Brian Forrester's done perhaps the most work on that. You find Peru over here, the same haplogroups that you find over in the Black Sea area. How did that happen? But But then again, there's legends of red-headed giants all throughout the Americas, and dark-haired giants as well. And there they just did something monitoring us, whatever they did. So the transformational energies of Pluto are upon us. What to expect? This is going to be kind of a head-spinning time period. The change that we've seen so far is going to be slow in comparison to the change that's coming really in the next several months. So it's most definitely ground and root yourself, get yourself out in the sun as well, absorb those rays, because those rays are changing you, they're reawakening you, they're upgrading you.
Manifest. That's the number one thing that keeps coming around, is we have choices, we have options, and we really, we're beings that are capable of so much more, and we can do it. You know, astrology is,
Oh, no, that's good.
Sorry.
You were going to say, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, I mean, astrology is something that's used across time and time again. That's how they do what they do, is their understanding of astrology.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, when we look to why are certain events always happening at certain times, and why do they seem to be, you know, key events at solstices and equinoxes? Why are these megalithic structures all aligned with solstices and equinoxes? These are key periods of energy that can be tapped into by the average people, and the ancients want to let us know that we can take our power back. And this is why they have all those alignments. They're also, yes, giving us clues as to when these mega cataclysms are timed to happen. Also give us clues of when we dip down into a dark age and when we are again coming back into the light. And that's the good news, is that even though it looks extremely dark right now, we've actually, you know, we're going past that fulcrum point, and we are heading into a lighter age. But of course, you know, the dark side will do all they can to maintain their control over humanity, and they're going to pull out all the stops. And so as we go back and we look again at those energies that we were exposed to, and I was, you know, sharing with Cindy, yesterday I felt like I had taken 20 or 25 years off. My energy is just gotten so much stronger after this period. And I feel, you know, much, much better. But it depends on how much emotional energy that you haven't purged yet. Because you might find that, you know, for you, it's been more trying. And that's all about, you know, basically letting go of that which doesn't serve. Many people are traumatized, especially because they have the potential to be game changers. And so there's many, many people that, again, they understand who you are from the soul perspective. They understand who you are from the point of view that they can see when you're in the body, and they can also have a clue as to who you are when you're out of the body, which it might sound crazy, but 3D, 4D incarnation and then time on the astral is really, it's the same experience. It's just basically flipping a coin. Are you in the head side or are you in the tail side, so to speak? And so it's not surprising then that they would know, again, who the souls are there incarnating, and then try to traumatize the souls that can have the biggest impact upon the planet. This happens time and time and time again, and they use the same old patterns. It's really, really obvious when you work with people like Cindy and I do on a day-in, day-out basis. So we just wanted to share that with you guys. Hopefully you got something from this. We look forward to your comments. Please do comment. Let us know what you're thinking. As always, stay prepared. Much love, God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.